Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 46. Hand me that self-love over there, would ya? Your week 7 mantra is, I enjoy exploring self-love. Hello. Good morning. If you're listening to this in the morning, you may have noticed I've been releasing this podcast a little bit later in the day, and that's because I have started actually recording them on the day that I released them. Just for now, because as previously mentioned, my life is a little bit full. Maybe a little bit more full than I want it to be, but only for a couple weeks. Then it'll calm down a little bit. So I have given myself permission to record the podcast as soon as I can in the morning and put it out then and hope that the universe is okay with that. And I know that whoever needs to listen to this is listening to it. And that the primary person that needs to listen to this is me. So, but hopefully in the near future, I'll be back to regularly releasing it at a regular time at 6 in the morning. And I'll get a couple days ahead of you. And that way you can plan on it, plan it back into your schedule as part of your, hopefully as part of your self-love practice. And until then, we'll just keep moving forward as time does. Time is moving forward. It's Thursday? I think it's Wednesday. I have no idea what day it is. Sometimes this happens to entrepreneurs, especially when we refuse to negotiate with linear time. Okay, it's a day and we're having it. And we're still talking about enjoying the exploration of self-love, different ways we can infuse self-love into our daily lives, into the spaces around us, into our bodies and on our bodies. And today we're going to talk about a self-love toolkit. I'm not a major fan of the word toolkit, but I have to tell you, I have tried so hard to come up with another phrase for this idea and nothing has stuck. So if you have an idea, email it to me. But yes, there are certain tools that we might use for self-love. And in addition to just having the tools, whether they are emotional tools or actual physical tools, which we'll get into in a minute, we also need to curate, you know, an openness, a willingness, flexibility, and curiosity about which ways we want to love ourselves and what that requires. So, you know, if we think about any loving relationship, there be times when you want to be intimate with someone. And sometimes, you know, when you're in the throes of lust or whatever, you know, early love, whatever you want to call it, these things are going to happen on their own. But if you've been married, you know, as long as I have, and I haven't been married that long, but I've been married 13 years or so, then you realize sometimes you have to set the mood, right? And setting the mood is not just dimming the lights and having some, you know, lubrication ready and having some music on and making sure you wash the sheets. Okay. Setting the mood is also setting your mindset and getting ready emotionally to love another person. All of this goes into, we might not think of it this way. We might not be breaking it down literally in that moment, but all of this goes into the times when we are intimate with another person. And if it doesn't, then that experience might still happen. But if we don't have those tools in place, then the experience won't be as meaningful and we won't look forward to it the next time it comes around, right? So the more meaningful we can make each intimate experience, then that's gonna foster a healthy intimacy, right? And it's the same with self-love. We're loving ourselves. We're giving ourselves what anyone would want in a loving relationship. And part of that is physical touch. I just can't stop talking about KonMari because it's where we're at right now. One of the techniques I'm picking up on is this sort of idea of not having too much stuff, first of all, right? So then your options are less. And then the stuff you do have, really placing it, not so much organizing, because I'm familiar with organizing, but the new part of this to me is sort of placing it in a location and in a way that is supportive and is joyful and is loving. So for example, I have, several different lotions that I cycle through every day. I like to keep these at hand. I don't want to have to go through like three drawers when I'm looking for lotion. So we made a little box that sits on the shelf right by, a shelf that I pass every day, and it has my various lotions in it. They look nice, so they're attractive, they're lined up, they're organized, whatever, but also they're handy. They're available to me. Okay. So I could do the same thing on my bedside table. If there's certain tools I might want to use when I'm loving myself. And yes, I'm talking about those tools, whether it's lubrication, maybe it's a candle you want to light. Maybe it's a vibrator, maybe it's other tools that you use to foster your self-love, your intimacy with yourself. Then we want those things to be handy. Now, traditionally in our society, those things are not on display because we're secrecy and shame around the fact that people pleasure themselves. But I'm here to tell you, almost every adult does it. It's not a secret and it's not shameful. So if you've reached the point in your life and in your self-love relationship where you're comfortable with it, place these things where they will be handy in the moment and also make them look nice. There are so many different tools now on the market that I guarantee you could find something that fits in with your decor style. Look, 100% guaranteed. You just have to look for it. So maybe you're not quite ready to place them on the shelf, but put them in your, it's okay to have it in the nightstand drawer. Obviously, that's convenient, and that's why people keep these things there. But don't put it in a drawer, in the back of a drawer, behind everything else, behind all your dirty Kleenexes and the chapstick you no longer use and a book you said you would read that you put in a drawer and you're obviously not going to read. That's not fostering a healthy intimacy with yourself. That's not giving yourself permission to say, hey, I would like to pleasure myself right now. So we're really looking for convenience, but in a very loving way. So really, today begins with figuring out where is the appropriate place to keep my self-love toolkit. This is the physical tools that I might use for physical self-love. Where is the appropriate place for these things, and how can I curate it to be more special? Instead of shameful, let's make it special. Okay, there's also a mindset, an emotional toolkit that goes along with physical touch. And maybe you don't need a special place to set that mindset. Okay, but setting up your physical space in a way that supports intimacy is going to nudge you toward that healthy mindset of letting go of shame and secrecy and just loving yourself when it needs to happen. Now, action item, pretty obvious. Let's do a bedside table makeover. What is on your bedside table? I mean, what are the, you know, you maybe you do a lot of things in bed. Sometimes I work in bed, sometimes I watch TV. But really, the bedroom is for rest and pleasure, in my humble opinion. So do the things on your bedside table support the things that are supposed to happen in your bedroom? And even if they're not supposed to happen, does it support the things you want to happen in your bedroom? If I've got my nightstand full of dirty tissues, I keep mentioning that as an example because it's true for me. I'm so lazy, I can't even get up to throw my tissues away. But I like to collect a little mass of them, do it at once. But that's disgusting, right? Like, who wants to be physical with someone else when their nightstand is covered in dirty tissues? So maybe this is more about adopting a habit of loving the bedside table, loving, I mean, mine is just really a shelf, but loving it. And a way of loving it is setting it up so that it fosters love, physical love. It's as good a time as any to take a look at your nightstand or the drawer, if it has a drawer, or the shelf beneath, if it has a shelf. You know, pick a part of it where you want to be your little self-love toolkit, your intimacy toolkit. Get a pretty box or something like that to put your lotion in and your lubricant and your vibrator and whatever other tools you have, and make it look pretty. You know, make it look attractive, whatever attracts you. Okay. That's your action item. You can do it. Go team. This episode of Self-Love 365 was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Thanks to Henry Liu for our custom music and to Jesse at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. And thanks to you for listening.